Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it, what we call it. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusions. Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here, we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves to the art. And hey, you never know, what you have to say might be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening all around the world. I thank you for your continued support. We're going on 9 years in November, and it is an honor to have you on the line and listening. I just want to give a big shout out. I try my best to pay attention to the stats every week, and we are expanding exponentially, and it means a lot to me. And I like to pay people that pay homage. To anybody who supports me, supports what I do, and it's people that listen all over the world that I don't get a chance to meet you. You do connect by listening, but I want you to know that I do see you. So big shout outs to people that are listening in China, which happens to be my nickname, people that are listening in Nigeria. We got 96.40% of somebody listening from the United States in the building. We got Kenya, we got Paris, we got Brazil, we got London, and we have Bahamas 242, who calls in from time to time. And we also have, did I say Brazil? So I want to make sure I got all y'all. And Australia, can't forget. So thank y'all. And New Mexico and Mexico listens too. So thank y'all so much for taking the time out on your Tuesday night to rock out with me. It means the world to me to have your support. And I thank you for listening to the Lyrical Cypher. And we've been rocking for so long. And I appreciate people who are listening on Apple Podcasts, Chrome, I see you, mobile Safari, even on your phones, mobile SMS, and also taking time out to listen on Blog Talk Radio. So thank you for clicking the link. And I'm going to go ahead and slide into the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show and drop some fly tracks that we got. And we got some new artists. I can't wait to play them for you tonight. And I'm going to keep them rocking for you. So with that being said, let's get it.
The Black Salamander crawled from beneath the rock of propaganda and felt the reflection of the truth in the light of the moon. But he ignored because it was hotter to be cool and gather near the mainstream with the nocturnal fools. But one night his ears were caught by the wise owl that dropped jewels. Perched on a branch with a single question, are you beneath the surface? Followed by, what is your life's purpose? Where are you headed? When are you going to accept that life in the creek is worthless? And finally, how does it feel to be touched by something real? The salamander was wordless. And he continued on in the soil of ignorance, though he heard this, but the wise words brought something new. Something taken for granted by many and understood by few. So the black salamander approached the wise owl one night in secret on his journey to the creek and said, what is this thing? This thing moving inside my head. The owl grinned and said, that is a thought. For you see, a thought sparked correctly might make you respect me, but if you don't respect yourself, then your perception is incorrect. So the salamander still hung in the nocturnal slum, but it wasn't as much fun because he now viewed it from a new perspective. Spent more time pondering, becoming more perceptive, realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers. The water moccasin slithered near. He said, "It's been a while since I've seen you here." The salamander said, "Listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores, with their rumors and wars, who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors." The snake became angry yet riddled with fear, for the salamander's aura shined too bright to stand near. So the black salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, feeling free of conformity. He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen, the sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice, his body stretched, he grew arms and legs, his tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled, until he came upon a garden, beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender, the black salamander. Or should I say the black salam man, D-E-R. The black peaceful man destroying evil with righteousness. You see, the owl was the prophet. The swamp symbolizes the street. The snake symbolizes the many devils ever ready to sink in their teeth. The rock is a veil of ignorance that we've all hid beneath. And the black salamander is me.
I was once asked a question. Do I ever cross your mind anytime? Silence into the room like a thief in the night. A sly smirk conjured within me. With one deep breath, by no means do I reminisce. Why should I regurgitate memories of what you assumed we had? I cry more than I smile with you. You are the epitome of a midsummer night's dream. Skipping in unpleasant meadows, a nightmare I dare dream at my expense. You conspired to conquer and destroy my being, devour my inner strength, scold my growth with candy-covered lies in the midst of whom you disguised yourself to be. A mere representative, living in my mind and heart rent-free, with no intentions of reimbursing my heart with real love. Instead, you falsified your application for the position you were hired for. Worked the job, held a straight face for a good 6 to 9. Start coming to work late, unprepared and careless to the needs of my heart. A forewarning was given. Empty apology I received with a bouquet of roses, a temporary smile, a few mediocre laughs. Time was spent, or so I thought. Only to press rewind, replay images of yesteryear, acknowledging the fact that you never loved yourself. So how could you love someone else? The life you live represents the domino effect, constant but steady falling before one's eyes. Never realizing the heart she trampled on or the damage caused. Upon wakening from the trance or spell, only to recognize I work much more than you can ever give me. But I do want to thank you. Since your dismissal, mind you, removed from my heart by the grace of your Almighty, All I can do is pray for you. Do I hate you? No. I embrace the lessons taught. Game played. God saw fit amongst our demise to say, checkmate. Farewell, my friend, to what could have been.
I am a poem of the tongue of a chap-lift soothsayer with buck teeth chomping at the bit to tell you that ink spills like oil by the hand that put it there. Don't make your page an ocean and mine the congressman's daughter's trust fund when both pages are filled by the same crude inspiration. Don't paint my passion and impact as popular. It is purpose. It is a Roberta Flack vibrato, a Bob Dylan guitar riff, both soulful and socially relevant. You will not martyr your malcontent than Scottsboro 9 my significance, pushing people to consider someone else's words over mine, then lock me into a category I cannot escape from. There is wisdom. In collard green concertos, seasoned with fatback discernment, cured in the southern sun, I feel uncomfortable around you sometimes. Like a cherry orchard in the middle of a landfill, right with the realization of how bad this world can be, when natural selection is the process by which you think this art form will evolve, I am an origami slave ship. Ancestry force folded into this imperialistic impotence where it makes sense to screw with people's lives but never come to understand the extent of the damage caused. You will not exoticize my craftsmanship, can't you see? We are all broken Macy's Christmas bowls. Fractured fragments of foregone conclusion that every good thing comes to an end. I want to pour you a bowl of cereal. Fill it with milk like Elmer's glue so that I can restore the innocent adhesive you used to have, and I want them to be Cheerios, so that when that cereal touches your lips, those small puckers can kiss you comfortable in your own skin, so you do not battle the perception of what comes with mine. For too long you have been living loud in silence, never speaking to the heart of me dying to meet you. I have wished for something more, but it seems that these slam competitions have made us believe that it's okay to screw each other over, but I don't want to be infected with malice, believing there is something against me hidden inside of you like Trojan horses, so I pop condom wrappers like Oxycontin trying to cover up my disgust. I swallow my pride when the sun rises like morning after pills, so I don't birth any conflict, but I've had enough. I'm letting my pen fight. I have nicknamed it Emiliana Zapata because is it better to spit on your feet than live on your knees? I am a sycamore. With poems like strange fruit dangling from my tongue, a label around my neck like an albatross, I grow wiser, I grow stronger. I am Lena Horne's raspy revolution. I am Josephine Baker's underappreciated brilliance. I am Lauryn Hill's misunderstood insanity. Dave Chappelle's radical refusal. I am Ginsberg's late night indulgences and Norman Rockwell's perfectly painted paradox. I am here. I am a poem just like you.
I won't be around much longer. My time ain't long around here. The sun rose this morning and the birds sang with me. Although the grass is green, the day is sweet. Some change in my job.
that record.
Yeah. Whenever I got no money, what? She is in my hand.
What?
There is no reason to be funny, cause I say that. I don't care what you say, but you can say, girl. Keep on saying your thing, yeah. And I don't care what you do, but you can do, girl. Keep on doing your thing, yeah. And I don't care what you say, but you can say, girl. You have my head spin, yeah. And I don't care what you kiss, but you can kiss, girl. You have this brother thing that people keep on telling me that you're here to stay, yeah. Keep on telling them that you will go away. Cause two wrongs can't make no right. Nah, ain't nothing wrong with a good old fight, yeah. Together in the whole day.